and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Un momento, por favor. I don't want you to feel left out, so I brought props too. Amen. There's a story behind this. I received this as a gift from somebody from my former congregation because I had the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to read the story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, at a Christmas Eve service to a group of our kids. I had a woman who went apoplectic. She just couldn't let it go. And she brought it up time and time again. To the point that another woman in the congregation went and bought me this so I could put it on my desk and play it to her when she came in to complain. You know, the story of the Grinch and how the Grinch stole Christmas really is a story that reflects, I think, the true nature of what we understand within our society as the spirit of Christmas. The end of the Grinch, his heart grew three times. Was it three or four? I know, it was a lot. It grew a lot bigger than it was before. And our hearts grow because we have this sense of love. That's what we talk about and relate it to and understanding how that all happens. And really, when we talk about the spirit of Christmas, we are talking about that love that God had and has for us and granted to us through His Son. There isn't a greater gift. There isn't a greater love. And Jay, I'm sorry I misused your chest here. Jay makes these. These are baptismal chests, faith chests that we give to the children, but it seemed to be the perfect size. I have colleagues who hate that phrase, spirit of Christmas. They really get twisted by it because they say, Christmas is about Jesus. And it's like the woman who was so upset about the Grinch being part of it because Christmas is about Jesus. You didn't say anything about Jesus. And so the church has a tendency then, I think, to set up these battle lines. These Christmas battle lines between the spirit of Christmas and the Jesus of Christmas. And you see the bumper stickers. You've got to keep Jesus, keep Christ in Christmas. And I'm not going to argue it, I agree. We need to keep Christ in Christmas. But I think in terms of understanding how people celebrate this holiday, there should be a little joy felt by the ones who want to keep Christ in Christmas like me, with the understanding that the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of this holiday, the love that God first shared with us that seems to be so enamoring our world, is really an amazing thing. It is a subset, I think, of gifts that we receive as people through that gift of the Christ child. Because if you think about this season, you think about this time, despite the fights that might go on while you're shopping, people are generally kinder. little happier and a lot more generous in terms of the things they do and the time that they spend. It is truly the Spirit of God's love that came to us through the birth of this Christ child that allows us to celebrate what we do as a society. And whether people will recognize Christ in Christmas or not, the realization of that blessing that God has placed upon this world lives on through people of faith and people who don't understand the faith that God has placed within their lives. Because the blessing of that faith, the blessing of that love, doesn't need to be acknowledged by people to be active and present in their lives. The love that God shares with us through the birth of His Son is a love that lives on today. And it's a love that lives on not only in our society, but it's a love that lives on with us individually. A love that we can share. A love that we do share simply through how we choose to live our lives. That love was present 100 years ago, on this day. The battlefields of France, there was an armistice that was called 100 years ago today between the Germans and the English. They had been entrenched for a number of weeks, if not months, just shooting at each other throughout the day and resting at night. And as the story goes, the English heard a familiar tune being sung by the German soldiers as they sung Silent Night. And the English joined in. Soon a brave soldier was able to find a tree and walked into what was known as No Man's Land, and they erected a tree there, a Christmas tree, in the middle of one of the most horrific wars this world had ever seen. And soon after that, they slowly moved out of their trenches, and they celebrated Christmas together by sharing their food and playing a number of games of soccer together. If that isn't an understanding and a recognition of the love that God has blessed us with through this gift of Christ and through this day that we celebrate, I don't know what other example could be found. Because in the midst of the most heated hostility that ever existed on the face of this planet, these men set down their weapons together to celebrate the gift of God's love through the birth of this child. And it is a love that continues on today. It is a love that we share each and every day as we gather together in places like this. It is a love that gets shared when you return to your homes and gather together under the Christmas tree or gather at the dinner table to be able to share that special meal, to be able to talk to people you haven't talked to since last year, to be able to share stories, to be able to share life, but most of all, that gift of sharing love. You see, the story of the Grinch wasn't about how the Grinch ultimately destroyed Christmas, but it was how that Christmas love changed his life. That love that God shares with us in the birth of this child is a love that has changed our lives and will continue to change the lives of people throughout time. As we gather to celebrate, let us celebrate that love of God. That love that has transformed not only the world in which we live, but transformed our individual lives. And as we celebrate that love, let us give thanks to God. For of all people, we have truly been blessed with this gift of life. In this gift of love that's found in an infant in a manger, in a barn, in a place so far away. Merry Christmas.